All right, aloha and welcome to another Aloha Friday episode here in Maui office with Jackson Campbell.
My
name is Tyler Devereaux. Hey, welcome, Jackson.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here, bro. Hey, we have a new little setup here. We've been effing around with the office, and so we have a new setup, so we'll see how it goes. These chairs are gigantic, so if Jackson looks small in his chair, it's because he's been, because he is.
Yeah, it's because
if I look small in my chair,
it's the angle.
It's the angle. It's the camera angle.
Funny how we have different views up here, huh, dude. It's like I'm like over here trying to look slim, trying to look a little bit smaller, and you're over there trying to look big, dude.
I'm trying to pretend like I don't wear a damn medium sized shirt. That's
what I'm trying. The two sides of it. That's funny.
Well, dude, let's dive into this thing, dude. First off, do you want to introduce anything or say anything about the pod, or do you just want to dive into what we're talking about today?
No, let's dive into the pod. I guess I can give a real quick introduction. If you're just joining us here on the GrowthCast, welcome. We're very happy to have you. Monday through Thursday, we've got episodes with Dallas Pruitt. He gives us a quick 5 to 7 minute drip on Monday through Thursday, super powerful episodes. Then Friday, what you're listening to right now is an Aloha Friday episode where I get the opportunity to sit down and interview Tyler Devereaux. You'll also find on these Aloha Fridays, Tyler Devereaux is interviewing students that have been through the Multifamily Mindsets Mentorship Program and been successful. Also, some other high-level individuals that he'll interview on those Aloha Friday episodes. But when I'm on, I get to shine the highlight on him and interview him, and we get some awesome things from him. And then on Saturday, you can join myself and Dallas for an extended cut episode where we dive into the book of the month that we're reading for that month. But that's just a real quick overview of what we do here on the GrowthCast. But yeah, let's dive in. Today, we want to talk about taking responsibility for the outcome.
Love it.
So I kind of wanted to lead into this, dude. We talked about peak partnership a couple weeks ago. We even mentioned it on last week's episode. But let's talk about peak partnership and it centering around ownership and your final keynote there. Is there anything that you wanted to share on that or highlight from that? Yeah. And why? Yeah.
So absolutely, like the overall theme was just like taking ownership of your life, right?
Yeah.
And my last keynote was called Be the Buffalo. And all that means, man, is long story short, run into the storm, dude. Like whatever the storm of your life is, run into it. Don't lay down. Don't run away. The only way to overcome something is to run freaking directly at it. The only way to solve a problem is to attack the problem, not run from the problem. Now, that's taking ownership of things. So that theme was there because I believe that the biggest struggle that people have, right, in this business, but dude, honestly, progressing in most anything.
In any avenue. I agree. Yeah,
is just taking ownership for the outcome that they're looking to achieve. They hope that it will come when in reality, you got to make it happen, right?
Yeah.
Don't just hope that it will happen. You got to make it happen. So yeah. As you're pursuing anything noteworthy, there's going to be challenges. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be shit, disappointments. There's just going to be shit.
Yeah.
So you got to take ownership of it and take responsibility of it and push through it, the storm regardless, right?
Yeah.
So
Peak did highlight all those things it was very prevalent that was the overall message there, and it was very powerful. Ty, obviously success is subjective. Everybody kind of has their own idea of success.
Yeah.
But what has been the biggest roadblocks for you moving towards success? Some people would say you're successful.
No,
I think a lot of people would say you're successful.
Who the fuck out there is saying I ain't?
Well, depending.
Come say it to my face, you sons of bitches.
Well, depending on your definition of successful, right? So going off that, what are some of those biggest challenges you've faced?
I love how you phrased it first off. Because is success a destination or a journey?
Yeah, exactly.
I have been successful and I'm pursuing things to become more successful.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so a journey. It's a journey. It's never a destination. So totally. I give you shit, but I love how you phrased it. And what that does is keep you hungry, right? And what's interesting is just so your question though is like what has been the challenges or stumbling blocks?
I like how you rephrased my question. So along the journey to success.
Okay.
Success is being subjective. What have been those biggest stumbling blocks or those hurdles that you've seen? that you faced?
Limiting belief. I talk about this a bunch, but limiting belief is, I mean, for me, is just number one, you know. It's just limiting belief. Like, can I really do this? Am I qualified to do this? You know, I think through it and on the journey, dude, I didn't go to school. Yeah. I don't have this college education. I don't have tons of connections, or I didn't have tons of connections, right? So it's like, can I really do this? Like, limiting belief for sure is there. And dude, honestly, like, I think it's there for anybody, no matter what connections you have or no matter what education you have, because if you're truly pursuing anything great, you're doing things that you haven't done. And anytime that you have done something or are trying to do something that you haven't done, there's going to be limiting beliefs that creep in there. And that's pivotal for you to recognize, because your belief, like what's the, Tony Robbins has this thing called the success cycle, okay? What is the potential of any human? Let's just go that route. Potential of any person. What would you say that is?
I mean, it's limitless.
Literally infinite, yeah, right? Yeah. It's infinite potential. But do our actions align with that? And no. Or even, do our results align with that? No. So what happens is you have this potential, right? Limitless. But where is your belief, right? Your belief. Because if your belief is that it's limitless, you would think to yourself, okay, well, then I'm going to take massive action to go through. But it's not what happens. People, their belief struggles. And because their belief struggles, they take very little action. And because they take very little action, their results suffer. And then what happens? Their belief once again suffers. So it's this cycle. You need to enhance your belief to be able to take massive action to get better results that will then enhance your belief, right?
So good.
Yeah.
So good. And it's so good that we recognize those things, man. It's so good that we recognize those things. As you're growing, just to highlight one of those things that you talked about, as you're growing, you're going to be uncomfortable. You're going to be uncomfortable.
All the time.
And if you're not uncomfortable, you're not growing.
Yeah.
But in those uncomfortable moments, your brain, your mind, yourself wants to protect you in those uncomfortable moments. Mm-hmm. So it feeds you those limiting beliefs of, oh, this is why this is happening.
Yeah.
To try to protect you from those things, right?
Yeah.
So I love how you highlighted that. You have to recognize that.
You have to recognize it. Sure. So belief has been huge for me, limiting belief, and just continuing to enhance that limiting belief, right?
Yeah. What else?
Vision on what's possible. Like what is truly possible, right? Like, when I say I didn't have the connections, what I mean by that is I didn't know anybody who was trying to do, like, personally, I didn't know anybody that was trying to do what I was trying to do, or who had achieved what I was trying to do. So vision is like seeing where people get stuck. And when I say people, I mean me.
I love it.
Is we can't see past our current state. These problems that we're experiencing in our life right now are so big that we can't see past them.
Yeah.
That's a massive problem. You have to step outside of the problems and you have to actually have a vision for your life. Like, how much time, like what I would ask people is, how much time are you really spending each week on strategic vision of your life? Like, the strategic vision of your life, like, what do you want life to look like? What is the outcome that you're searching for? What does it look like? You know, because if you're less than 10%, if you're spending less than 10% of time of your week, your actual doing that, you'll stay stuck, man. Like, you have to visualize
10% of your time.
Oh, I mean, I just threw out a number.
Yeah.
But if you're not spending enough time doing that, you will stay stuck.
Totally.
Because your vision is limited, which means your belief will also be limited. So I believe that visualization is one of the greatest works of anybody who's trying to create anything.
Dude, what does that look like for you?
How do I visualize?
Yeah, dude, like, what you just got done telling us how important it is.
Yep.
But now, like, I want to share how I visualize, but I want to hear how you visualize as well.
Meditation's been huge for me. When I say meditation's been huge for me, it's really because it's forced me to visualize.
Yeah.
Like, there's times I meditate a couple different ways, right? One way is clearing my mind of everything and not thinking of anything, right? But what's crazy is, by not thinking of anything, you open yourself up for inspiration for everything.
you know? Yeah.
By not thinking of anything, you open yourself up for inspiration for everything. So it's beautiful. But then I sit down and I strategically visualize. So, like, I'll put my headphones on. I use this song that's like my go-to, right? I believe in triggers. For example, we play this soundtrack for our kids every single night. And they will go, like, dude, we could be in the car. I put it on, they'll fall asleep. We put it on in the room, they fall asleep. It's like my kids don't have a hard time falling asleep because do we have this trigger of this song that we've been playing for a long time, right? Well, how do I do it in my own life? I did the same thing. I put on a song called by M83 called Midnight Souls Remain, and I just visualize. It's all instrumentals, and I just visualize what I like. What does it look like, man? Like, how do I see it? What is that? What am I doing in those moments? Like, you know, this house on the beach, or you know, this vacation that we go through, or this business, and you know, that we're running, and the employees that we have, and the office that we have, and the you know, stadium that we've sold out, and it's like, what does it look like? Who are you in that moment? What do you look like in that moment? Not just what does the situation look like in that moment, but who do you have to be able to be the person you need to be to even not just get there, but thrive there, right? What does that person look like? How do you need to improve? I'm visualizing all that stuff, and then I'm trying to fill the gap. I'm trying to bridge this gap. Because by visualizing where you're looking to go and who you need to become, you'll realize there's a gap between who you are currently and who you're looking to become, or where you're at currently and where you're looking to go. And then what do? You work on bridging the gap.
Yeah. I think you just, I don't want to skip over this massive step that you did. I don't even think you realized you did it. But when you go through and you visualize, one thing you just did just now is you vocalized what you were visualizing.
Yeah.
You were vocalized it, so you put it out there.
Put it out there, bro.
And you visualized it, and you said it, and you heard yourself say it. And that's huge, right? That's huge to the visualization piece.
I love
that
you said that.
Once you have that vision of what it actually looks like, envisioning it.
Yeah.
Putting it out there so it can start to be created.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then I want to see how you do it too.
Yeah.
I remember putting on my vision board, right?
Yeah.
Like we talk about vision boards. Or you probably heard about vision boards through The Secret or whatever. The first vision board that I ever created I had created one when I was in my early 20s, and then I never created another one.
Yeah.
But then I created one when I really started into this business, and I put 100 units. And I hadn't done it for years, bro. I put 100 units. And I remember putting that on there, and I also put a check on there, and the check was I took a screenshot of my bank account, but edited the thing, right? Wanted it out, and in my bank account it said 50 grand is what it did.
I love it, dude.
50 grand. And I was like, so on my thing, I had 100 units and I had 50,000 sitting in a savings account. And I remember almost being nervous to show Brittany because it was like, is she going to think I'm crazy? You know?
Yeah.
But then showing and talking about it and knowing, I had no idea how I was going to get there. But man, vocalizing it is a because you know what it is? When you visualize it and then you vocalize it, your belief is enhanced.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally.
Love it.
The way that I go about doing that, if I can share, visualizing. It's funny that we're talking about this because it was actually, today was one of those days where I really took the time to visualize, to meditate, and to see myself becoming the person that I want to become.
Love it.
Now, it's interesting. Today, one of the things that I realized is that you can be very strategic about how you visualize. You can be very strategic about when you visualize. Mm. So today I'll be really, really honest. I did not want to work out. I did not want to go to the gym. I've been being really consistent at the gym.
Yeah.
My body's really sore. In all reality, my body could use a rest day.
Yeah.
In all reality. So I went to the gym, started walking on the treadmill, sore. And I took today to go easy on my workout to visualize.
Mm.
To visualize myself doing my next workouts. To why am I doing my workouts? To see to visualize that ultimate goal for me, which is finishing the Spartan race.
Mm.
So I took that time today to walk, to meditate. No music today. No music today, just instrumentals. Really just think about that process and visualize. A lot of people would count today as a loss at the gym. You know what I mean? I didn't really get a pump. I even got home from the gym today and was like, I didn't even sweat that much today. But it was so beneficial for me to take that time to visualize. Because I can't wait to get back in the gym to work towards my goals tomorrow.
Sick, bro.
So there's these times you have, there is these times when you're working towards your goals and you do have fatigue. You do get tired.
Mm-hmm.
There is fatigue there. We're not going to pretend like fatigue's not an actual thing.
Oh,
but what you do during those times where you're really feeling it, where you're really feeling fatigued, is you can take advantage of those times to visualize,
mm-hmm.
right? To take those time, take that time to where you're not actually doing active effort towards your goals, but take that time to meditate on it, to visualize it, to write it down, and then to speak it out.
Love it, bro.
That's one of those things that I just actually learned today. So I'm so glad that I got the opportunity to share that.
And it's powerful, bro, because you're moving your body physically, Even though you don't feel like you're still moving physically, which enhances yourself mentally as you're visualizing it. It's awesome, bro.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. So do that. That's just another actionable that we can pull out from today's episode. Is visualizing in those steps and those steps going through it to overcome those difficulties that you have throughout the journey to success. What else? Is there anything else you want to add there?
I would say indecision, bro. Okay. And I think this is where so many people struggle. Mm-hmm. And they struggle with indecision because of limiting beliefs and lack of vision. The other things that we just talked about, right? The same thing I struggled. I was struggling to make decisions on certain things because I had a limiting belief on where I needed to go or what I could do, and a lack of vision of where I needed to go. So, dude, you doubt what you can't see or what you can't control. Right, you doubt what you can't see or what you can't control. So, dude, you have to enhance your vision and take control.
Yeah.
So, if you doubt what you can't see or doubt what you can't control, then you have to be able to enhance your vision and take control of whatever outcome you're looking to create. Right. And the only way you do that is by making decisions, moving, pivoting, growing, all those kind of things.
Yeah. So how do you go about doing that? How do you go about enhancing your vision just by making decisions?
Well, you're talking about like a structure and how you go about it?
Yeah.
So, bro, I believe that ownership, I believe there's different levels of ownership, right? There's a responsibility, if you will. There's situational ownership.
Okay.
And then there's a meaning more granular. And we could do that. But we're more talking along the lines of ownership of your life. So, how do you ultimately take ownership for your life and take control of your life? And enhance your vision and enhance limiting beliefs, all those kind of things. I'll totally walk through some steps. I think we should do another one on how you take control of the moment, right?
Yeah.
Because once again, there's situational and there's life. I believe there's frameworks to both.
Yeah.
So
we break them both down.
So number one, which I just feel like people skip this, man. Identify your value. What are your values, right? Identify what your values are. And the reason that's so critical is because it's going to impact everything that you do from there, right? So, literally, what are your values? What is most important to you? Your values, your beliefs, your goals, what are they?
Yeah.
I think people struggle to identify those, and then what happens is it makes decision-making harder. They stay in indecision because they have decision fatigue. But in reality, when you identify what your values are, what your goals are, and then you make decisions in line with those, shit makes decision-making so much easier. So it'll help you create this clear vision for your life. Does that make sense?
Totally.
It's totally. What are your values, man? Make decisions in line with those. That's number one.
What's important to you?
Yes.
What's important to you and become that person?
Exactly, dude. We talk about, if anybody who's been to any of my classes, they'll hear me talk about my big three. Sorry, stumbling a little bit. Time with family, providing my family life that they deserve, and being in a position to give back. Those essentially are values. What's valuable to me? Time with family. What's valuable for me? Making sure that when I say provide for family, I'm not talking about just give them a roof over there. I mean, give them everything they need to fucking thrive, dude. Yeah. To thrive, right? And then number three, man, being in a position to help other people thrive. I make decisions in line with those because they're in line with my values.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I think it's an important thing real quick while we're talking about values and identifying your values. An important thing, an important correlation that I feel like often is forgot about as well, is that your character has to match the values that you decide are important, right? Meaning how you make decisions,
okay,
why you make decisions, who you are when no one else is watching, what are the conversations you're having in your head when no one else is listening? What do those things look like as well, right? Are those things in line with the values that you set?
What if they're not?
That's a great question. Then I would question the values that you actually set.
But I guess what I mean by that is, because I think there's some people who will say what their values are, but their actions won't follow.
Exactly.
I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I'll take a different vein on it, bro. Because we set these values, but so many times our actions don't align with our values because we're human, right?
Yeah.
We're human.
Yeah, we make mistakes.
That's it.
Yeah.
So what happens when you've identified your values, your belief system, whatever that is, and then your actions don't align with that belief system or those values you've set? Because if they don't, your belief will be limited
oh, dude.
In yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
You will feel like an imposter.
Exactly.
Because you're being one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, it's because you're actually you're being an imposter. You're
if
not.
You continue.
Sure.
If you continue.
Yeah.
What I want people to know is to give themselves grace.
Sure, sure.
I think people are so good at giving everyone else grace but themselves.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you how you give yourself grace, because it's not just being like, oh, you're good, because that's the slipperiest slope to mediocrity you can absolutely go on. What it is you give yourself some grace and then you take control of the things that you can control. And I'm talking the little shit. The little shit, man. The going to the gym. I'm going to do this. It's a big thing, but it's also like anybody can do that.
Sure.
You're cleaning, making your bed. Anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. Waking up a certain time. Anybody can do that. So you do those things and you take control of these things, then the little things, the big things of your life, you'll start to control. Right. But it's these little things that will enhance your belief system in yourself and help you remember that, hey, you are living in line. You may have messed up here, grace, but control this and move forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Dude, it's so good. It's so good. I love grace, man. That's a good reminder to like have grace for yourself.
Totally.
Let's move on. What else, brother? What else? The framework to ownership, right? The first thing.
Identify your values.
Yep.
Right. Then set goals. Number two is set goals. Set goals in line with those, but not just like, so you identify your values, you set clear goals that align with those values, but then you break them down into controllable, actionable steps. Because you can't control the outcome. You can't. You can define the outcome, break it down into actionable steps, the things you can control right now that then ultimately allows you to control the outcome. Yeah. Right. So number one, identify your values.
Say that one more time.
Oof.
It's just so powerful. We'll cut it and we'll get it posted because it's just so powerful. That principle there.
What part?
The part that where you can't control the outcome.
Oh, got you.
You can't always necessarily control the outcome, but you can identify what the outcome is that you want and then reverse engineer it to know the steps necessary to get you to that outcome.
That's it.
Right.
So it's identify powerful. The outcome,
mm-hmm.
right? You can't control the outcome though, but what you can do is reverse engineer to break down into actionable steps the things that you can control right now, which ultimately allows you to control the outcome, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So do that, man. Break them down, right? And just create this plan to achieve them. Then number three is to take responsibility to actually go achieve them. Like literally full ownership, full responsibility, full kuleana for your choices, your actions, everything that you're doing to go and make that shit happen. Anytime something does, it's very easy to take responsibility, very easy to take responsibility and ownership when shit's going right. It's like you got to take responsibility when through the good and the bad, but especially the bad, right? So instead of focusing on trying to blame someone else, dude, just look inward. Mm-hmm. Like literally stop blaming others or circumstances, because a lot of people blame circumstances. I think that people definitely blame other people too. But I also believe that people love people.
Yeah.
And so it's harder for them to blame a person, especially if they love that person. But it's so much easier to blame a circumstance, right? Because that's not a person. But that is detrimental, man. So you have to take ownership for everything. Stop blaming people, situations, circumstances for problems and failures. And instead, just embrace the problems and the failures. And then focus on what you can do and what you can control to take action, once again, to create the outcomes that you want. So take responsibility.
Yeah. So powerful.
Wait.
So powerful. Dude, I wanted to back up a little bit to goals. There's one thing that I noticed when you were talking about goals that I just want to shine a light on. I thought it was very cool how you said identify your values prior to setting goals. I think a lot of times people get that messed up. They set their goals based on what they want, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Based on what they want to acquire.
Yeah.
But setting those goals based on the values that you set prior to.
Yeah.
It's going to really help you like fulfill your life.
Yes. Achievement is way easier than fulfillment, right?
Totally.
You can achieve things way easier than you can be fulfilled.
But if you do it this way, you both.
Yeah.
Both will happen.
Yeah, man. Because so fulfillment comes from growing and giving. The only way that you're going to continue to grow is if you're in moving in a direction that you want to go. And then the only way that you're going to be able to give is if you continue to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just got done talking about taking responsibility. What does that, like, I think we could do a whole episode just simply on, maybe we will. Maybe we'll take this framework that we're going through right now, and we'll do an episode on each one of these things.
Give live examples.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes. Because I want to dive into take responsibility and what that looked like for you.
Love it.
Like, what did that look like? What did taking responsibility look like for me, right? Because you were a boy once. You were a young man. And then at some point, you had to take that responsibility, make that decision. And what did that look like for you? Maybe we don't dive into it right now. Maybe we dive into it on another episode.
You see me like,
tune back in. We're going to talk about it.
If you want to see, yes, there we go. Oh, yes. Nice hook, bro.
Okay. Awesome. So continuing on those lines of the framework, what else for ownership?
Perspective and shifting your perspective. Because there is going to be good and there's going to be bad. Mm. And taking ownership, right? Taking responsibility is shifting your perspective to reframe the bad into good, to find the positive within any negative. So we talk about mistakes, right? Mistakes are going to happen. First off, just plan for that and prepare for that. Don't go into any venture thinking you ain't going to make mistakes. You're going to make a shitload of them.
You should.
Dude, yes, man. It's a misunderstood step of success, dude. Failure and mistakes and like struggles, it's a misunderstood step of success. You're going to have them. Plan for them. That way they don't derail you when they happen. You're like, okay, I planned for this, right? But, and then you just attack, you attack them. And why do you attack them? You attack them because now you're using all these failures, all these things as opportunities to grow. So when you have a failure, when you have a struggle, when you have a setback, now you're energized because your perspective isn't, fuck, a failure, a problem, shit. It's an opportunity to grow. Man, a learning lesson. Dude, that is weaponizing, dude, because then you can reflect back on, first off, you can reflect back on what went wrong. Just that step alone, actually taking the time to take a look back and reflect on what went wrong. Not what went wrong because of somebody else, but what went wrong because of something you can control, right? And then you take that so that you don't make the same mistakes again, but what you can do differently in the future to progress and grow, right?
Yeah.
So like literally reframing and finding gratitude. That's what it is, honestly. It's gratitude.
Yeah.
So choose a perspective of gratitude. Whatever the situation is, how's God's hand in this for the greater good?
Yeah.
How does God come into play? Like, why? How is this? How is he preparing me for? Like, you identify that and you just sell yourself on that shit? Dude, your perspective and your gratitude would be so much more, it'd be better.
Wider. You know? Grander.
Yes.
Yeah. No, dude, I think we could do a whole episode on shifting your perspective and tactics and
examples.
And examples and
tips
and tricks.
Dude, let's do it, man. I'd love to do that, man.
Let's break down all these steps. I think it'd be awesome. But moving on from shifting your perspective, what else? What more does that framework entail?
And then you just be proactive. When your perspective is that you're in a rut, or your perspective is that things are shitty, or your perspective is that you can't make progress, well, you're just going to wait for shit to change. You're just going to hope things will change. It's exhausting because you're a victim of shit. But being proactive is not waiting, but doing, right? Not waiting for something to happen, but actually making stuff happen, going and making sure that something happens, right? Like, yeah, just be proactive, I don't know, in creating the life that you want to create.
Yeah. It comes back down to, we can dive into that even more, but it also kind of loops back in and is reminding me of the visualization piece.
Yes. Yeah. And why? Because I want to go down a different vein, but I want to see why you
think. No, dude, because visualization does two things, right? I believe. It enhances your belief. It enhances what's possible. It helps motivate you to get to your ultimate goal. But if you're visualizing properly as well, and you're doing it, and you're really like diving deep into that visualization and getting super granular with that visualization, you're also forecasting. Mm. You're also seeing potential issues that could pop up, right?
Yes, 100%.
So that's kind of what, like, as you're talking about being proactive, that's what I see, man, is like seeing those problems before they even pop up and putting yourself in a position to take care of them, to resolve them before they could even happen.
100%, bro. That's exactly it, man. Because you identify them, right?
Yeah.
And then Because if you think about that, like you identify and then you see yourself, you visualize yourself overcoming them. Do you know what that does? That enhances your confidence for the moment when you actually experience it and you already know, like, hey, I already did this. I already overcame this. Mm-hmm. I got it. Right? Yep. You have a plan in place.
I already know what to do. Yes. This is familiar.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it, bro. That's a great tie-in, a great actionable there for sure.
Beautiful. It's a powerful thing. Again, I think we could do a whole episode on being proactive, because proactivity in, like, not just what you're trying to achieve, proactivity, mm-hmm. it's changed. Like, it could change you. Yeah, if you really understand proactivity, it can change a person, how they live their life, how they go about their day, and ultimately,
do you know who's proactive? My wife is proactive. Brittany is proactive. Yeah. Do you know what she's proactive on? Like, as an example, she's proactive about a lot of things, but she's proactive about friendship. Like, she doesn't wait for friendship to happen. You know what I'm not proactive about? Friendship.
I love Brittany for that. So true.
Seriously, though, huh? She is proactive to the point where she's going to go into whatever relationship it is. You don't have any other option.
No.
Like, you're going to be best friends.
Yeah.
That's literally in her mind. Like, she's going to make shit happen. She goes to the ballpark and brings people, you know, flowers and treats, and she'll drop stuff. It's like, she just is, like, she's proactive in friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why? Because, like, dude, that is, like, that's her vision. That is her connection, man. Like, that is what she's wired to do. That is in line with the goals she has, right? Like, this just is that connection. So she's proactive about that. And I'm not, bro. I'm not. I will wait for, I mean, maybe we'll be, I think, I don't know. I don't want to push it. It's like, I don't know if I want to invite them, because then maybe they're going to feel like obligated, and maybe they'll feel uncut. Like, literally, that's the shit that it goes through my mind, for real. But I have a wife that balances that. I'm grateful for that.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. What else, brother? That framework.
Same shit that you're doing right now, man, which is you take care of yourself. You started to grow more and more as a person when you started to take care of yourself. You were taking care of tons of other people. Yeah. You would pour into tons of other people, but you didn't take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Now that you're taking care of yourself, tell me if that's not true.
No, it's great perspective. No, it is.
Now that you're taking care of yourself at a higher level, tell me that your belief isn't enhanced.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me that your identity isn't enhanced. Tell me that your ability to make decisions isn't enhanced. Why? Because you're taking care of yourself, man.
Absolutely.
And I'm talking physically, mentally. Like, what have you been doing? You've been going to the gym. You've been reading. You've been studying mindset. You've been doing the work that enhances your belief in self. And mental and physical health are critical for anything, achieving anything noteworthy, dude, for sure.
Agreed.
But that's where you've been putting in your work, and that's why your impact has been expanding and widening and becoming greater, right? So work on yourself, dude. The people who tell me that, you know, I see them, they're just pouring into other people. And they think that that's selfless. It's actually selfish, dude, because you're actually limiting what you can do. Like, you're just limiting. You're going on full grit, just full grit.
Yeah.
When in reality, man, if you truly want to make a bigger impact, You got to take care of yourself, man.
You do. Can I add? I'm going to add since you brought me up. It's a huge thing, taking care of yourself, because you can give more to others. A couple episodes ago, we talked about ownership and owning yourself in order to become the person you need to be for those people around you,
mm-hmm.
right? And taking care of yourself is exactly that, right? You talked about how physical, mental health are important if you're trying to create anything. Anything noteworthy, trying to achieve anything, right? I couldn't agree with that more. I will follow that up with saying it's as easy as reversing what you're doing now to have that be in alignment.
What do you mean?
Dude, I think a lot of times, like, I don't know, a lot of people think they need to be this fit person in order to be that person to, you know what I mean? Like, we're talking about it right here. I guess what I want to say is I don't want that to get construed with, you have to be the most fit individual right this second to work towards what you're achieving, to what you're trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. Right. What I want to say by that is it's as easy as just making the decision and start doing it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And like, I know that, like, that might come off like kind of crazy. It's as easy as just making the decision, but a lot of times, at least for myself, I can only speak for my situation and my experience, is that I made it difficult for myself by not making that decision. Like, that's on me, you know. So, like, it's like going back to shifting your perspective, right? It's not, you know, I don't need to be this fit, super fit person right now in order to work towards the noteworthy thing that I'm trying to work towards. Yep. But it's making that mental switch to be that person now while you're trying to achieve it and become that person.
That's huge, man.
Sorry, I kind of rambled there. I hope that
you
made
sense.
God, didn't ramble, bro.
You drilled in a huge point, because you think of what I said in the very beginning of what was holding me back, and it was indecision.
Yeah.
Why? Like, no, and then you said, it's as easy as making a decision. It literally is as easy as making a decision. Why were you stuck in indecision? Because you saw this. You felt like you needed to be that person today. Mm-hmm. That's not how that works, man.
Right?
But we are wired to think that because of the environment and the culture and the freaking just how life is right now, this instant gratification type life that we're in right now.
Yeah.
But it is as easy as making a decision now, because when you make a decision and then you actually have the integrity to stick to that decision, guess what starts to enhance? Your belief, your vision for your life, and your decision-making because of your belief and your vision.
And the path you're trying to go on.
Yeah.
Like it pushes you down that path even farther.
Progress.
Absolutely, progress. Absolutely. Anything else to this framework?
Last thing that I'll give you is number 7 is surrounding yourself with high achievers, performers, positive influences. Surround yourself with people who will support you, who will encourage you. And get rid of negativity in your life, man. You have people around you in your life, and this may rub people the wrong way. I don't care. If you have people in your life right now who are negative and who are holding you back and you allow them to stay in your life, you're holding yourself back, not them, you. You're holding yourself back because you allow them to stay in your life. The only way that you can take care of yourself, to be proactive and shift your perspective, to set big goals and accomplish things in line with your values, is to eliminate them from your life and bring people into your life that are positive, productive people who will help you stay motivated towards your goal, encourage you to get there, help you get there, and enhance your belief on what's possible, enhance your vision on what's possible. So, dude, change your inner circle, man. Change your inner circle. Surround yourself with people, high achievers. Right?
It's such a true principle. One of the first ways I learned this principle from you, but one of the first ways that I remember you teaching this principle was if you're in a room and the heater's on,
yeah,
you're gonna heat up.
Yep.
So if you surround yourself by high achievers or people that are already burning at 150 degrees, chances are you're gonna heat. No, not chances are.
You will. Yep.
It's inevitable.
Yep.
You're gonna heat up and you're gonna become like them in certain ways for sure.
Totally, dude. Your identity governs your actions, you know, and everyone hears that you're the average of the top 5 people you surround yourself with. So that's pause. Who are the top 5 people you surround yourself with? Do you want their life? Like, do they inspire you? And when I say, do you want their life? It's not every aspect of their life.
No,
that's not how that works. It's a portion of their aspect of their life, something in there, right?
Yeah.
Like, do they or not?
Yeah.
If not, well, that's an issue. Okay, because you're the top 5 people that you're the average of the top 5 people you surround yourself with. Why? Because their identity rubs off on you. Their identity rubs off on you. So you want to enhance your identity. Well, shit, man, get surrounded with people that have a good identity,
yeah,
a big identity, a noteworthy identity, a freaking inspiring identity, right? Inspiring, positive achievers. Surround yourself with them. Yeah.
So good. Dude, I just want to throw one more thing out here as you've broken this down, dude. Just want to review this framework. For taking ownership of your life. Identify your values was the first thing we talked about. And I really do think it'd be wise for us to do an episode on each one of these, things. Let's do it. Identify your values. Setting goals was number 2.
In line with those values, yeah.
In line with those values. Taking responsibility was number 3. Shifting your perspective was number 4. Being proactive was number 5. Taking care of yourself was number 6. And surround yourself with other high achievers was number 7.
Love it.
Very, very powerful principles, man. I appreciate you breaking these down, and I'm excited to dive into each one of these with you as we move forward here, man. Tyler, one last question. When it comes to taking ownership of your life, how do you run inventory on these things? Personal self-inventory on these things. Like, how do you check up on these things, right? Because these are things you should be doing all the time, right? We just talked about these things. It's just things that you are constantly honing in and constantly doing. What does that process look like for you?
part of it is surrounding yourself with the achievers portion. Because if you're surrounding yourself with people, they're going to keep you in check. Yeah. They're going to keep you in check. That's critical. But you got to keep yourself in check too, right? So how do you do that? I believe the daily journal is a huge aspect of that for me. It just is. It's a granular aspect that I can sit down and I can write out gratitudes. Awesome. But dude, it forces you to check in with where you're at. So it's your daily habits. Like, what are your daily habits? You think about how long it takes to really just reflect back on those things. And then situationally reflect back. Okay, so think through the situations in your life. If you really are, the journal has you document wins, things that went great, and learning experiences. Okay, things that didn't go good. So if you're truly documenting those things throughout the day, because if you try to do that at the end of the week and you haven't done it daily and then you go to the week, it's really hard to remember. Do you know what else is really hard? At the end of the day to remember. We do wins. So every night at dinner, bro, we do highs and lows.
I know. I've been there for them. It's amazing. I love that you do this with your family. It's incredible.
It's fun. Every night at dinner. But what's crazy is if I haven't documented these things throughout the day, it's hard for my mind to almost recall them at the end of the day. It's interesting. I mean, you know, I can do it, but it takes me some time to think.
Yeah.
Right? But if you're documenting them throughout the day, you're going to remember them. And if you remember them, then you learn and grow from them. But if you don't document them, you don't learn and grow from them. You literally are robbing yourself of that experience. So get evangelical about documentation of your learning experiences and the things that went good.
That's
your wins,
so good.
Right? And your, you know, your highs and your lows. Like, because if you do that and you get evangelical, it'll be fun for you. You'll literally gamify it.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to, you won't even, honestly, what's interesting is you won't even begin to recognize, you won't recognize the growth in the moment because it's so granular. You're doing it in the moment, right? But you'll recognize that growth for sure. So then what I mean by this, okay, shifting your perspective as an example. You'd have a learning experience that you had and you're like, okay, this went shitty. How come, right? For example, I went to the restaurant and, I had a reservation. They forgot my reservation. Now I have to wait 30 minutes and I was pissed. Well, okay, how can you learn from that experience? How can you shift your perspective? How could that have been a positive? What could you have done in that 30 minutes? What kind of conversations could you have had with your spouse? What could you have done in that 30 minutes, right, to actually amplify those 30 minutes? How could that have been a blessing? Shift your perspective on whatever it is. And then when you get in that moment again, you'll be there, right? So it's like you document them is what you do. Does that make sense?
I love that, dude.
Sweet.
When you first said document them and getting evangelical about like writing these things down and learning these things, the first thing that came back into my mind was taking responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're documenting these things,
great point.
You're taking responsibility, right? And that was number three, was taking responsibility. You can't always control the outcome, but you can control the steps that get you to that outcome, right? And that's a great way to be able to do it is by documenting it so you can see that. Now you're seeing, you're envisioning it, you're taking ownership and responsibility, and now you're documenting it to see those actual steps come to life. It's powerful, man.
Love it.
I'm going to start doing that. I don't do that well enough, dude, documenting those learning lessons. So that's a takeaway for me for this episode for sure.
Sweet.
I challenge everybody else. Start documenting those learning lessons that you have for sure. Ty, we always end with an aloha value, Hawaiian value.
Yep. Let's do kuleana today.
Love it.
Kuleana is take responsibility, man. That's what that is. But kuleana goes deeper because sometimes we think ownership and it sounds so taking ownership. It's almost like you're putting all the blame on you or you're owning all these things. But in reality, ownership, kuleana, responsibility is deeper than that. You are owning those things, not just for yourself, but for others. But that's not a burden to bear. That's a blessing, man. That's a blessing because it forces you to grow. It forces you to what it does is it puts you in a position to make an impact. So kuleana, man, take responsibility of not just your life, but the lives of all those around you. And then every situation, take your kuleana. What you're bringing to the work environment? What's your kuleana to what you're bringing to that project? What's your kuleana to what you're bringing to your kids when you're putting them to bed? What's your kuleana to what you're, you know, bringing to your wife when you're taking her to bed or him to bed or whoever your spouse is?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now that my kuleana in the bedroom is unfucking paralleled.
Woo!
Nico and Strat came in the other day. We have a meeting. Britt and I have a meeting every single Monday in the office. And everyone's out of the office. They come in, and me and Britt are making out on the couch.
You dirty. Boom. You dirty dog.
Kuliana. Hey, does that work?
That works, man. That's very powerful. Very powerful stuff. Thank you. Thank you.
Kuliana. Hey, listen, hopefully y'all pulled some value out of today's episode. And listen, man, if there's questions that you have that you want to feed to us, I would love to hear those, man. I love hearing from y'all. Dude, you can comment on – you can send me messages on IG. You can comment here, anywhere you want to, man. But we would love to hear those things.
Absolutely. Right?
Love to hear those things. Yeah. So, hey, hope you found some value. Go share this. Go let us know if it was valuable. Go let somebody else know that they're valuable. And you'll become valuable. And then live always with aloha. Peace. We'll be right back.